one thing, I'm more than sure. Since love come, I don't want more than to kiss him every night. Makes everything alright. We meet every night at 8, and I don't get home till late. I say to myself each day, baby, oh, long, long live love. Baby, oh, long, long live love. Long, long live love.
For good music, this is your swingin' station.
Hi. Hope you're enjoying the Rock and Soul Bunny Show. We've just heard Long Live Love by Sandy Shaw on the album A Golden Hour of Sandy Shaw. It's alligator time. Jimmy Stokely and the Exiles on the album Teenage Shutdown No. 1, Jump, Jive and Harmonize. Previous to that, I'm a No Count by Ty Wagner with The Scotchman. Needles and Pins by Jackie DeShannon on the album Don't Turn Your Back on Me. Please Go, Mono. Golden Earrings. Gonna Send You Back to Georgia. Timmy Shaw. Hi to California Streamin' on the chat board. Request lines are open at 516-654-4059. Call or text 516-654-4059.
Baby. jabara, say jabara, 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 say jabara. Chattanooga cats don't ever purr. They know how, but not what fur. The Chattanooga cats don't go meow. Wouldn't try if they knew how.
Are you a star collector? Then stay tuned for Bubblegum OD, the only radio show with yellow moons, orange stars, pink hearts, and green four-leaf clovers.
Doing that thing. Yep.
Hello, my name's Jeffrey. I'd like you to introduce you to a group of young boys called Mud. I think they're very good. This is the first time I've ever done anything.
Diner is done. such a Brazil.
Oh, Father, none of the girls in my school wear brassieres anymore.
They and their parents are sinners, and they'll bring the wrath of the Lord on themselves for cavorting with the devil.
Take a look at yourself. Shangri-La is just round the corner, and I've got my constant reminder until you're in.
Welcome to Bubblegum OD After Dark. You like my Playboy Jazz style bed music here? This is A Taste of Honey done by the Artwoods. Some of you know the Artwoods, I think. You know your Ron Woods from the Faces and the Rolling Stones. Ron's older brother Artwood had an eponymous band. He was the singer, so you're not hearing him here. The Artwoods were a popular beat group in the 60s. However, they never went over as well as Art's brother's bands. Before A Taste of Honey, Mounds Candy Bar commercial. That was by Joey Levine, the voice of the Ohio Express and many other imaginary bands. Actually, I shouldn't say that about the Ohio Express. They weren't an imaginary band. There was an actual Ohio Express. But Joey also wrote that song, did a lot of advertising jingles in the 70s and beyond. Leo with Make Me from the LP Alpacas Orgling. I played Butterscotch with Constant Reminder. And I played Starry Eyes by The Records. I played the band Angel with Good Time Fanny. Organ Grinders Monkey, that was a band called Frosty. I played Mud doing their song Dynamite, and I also played an intro by Mud. Starry Eyes reminds me of the star-bellied sneeches from one of my favorite Dr. Seuss books and TV specials. Do you remember that one? There were the Sneetches and the Starbelly Sneetches, and the Starbelly Sneetches always overlorded over the Sneetches with no stars upon theirs. They thought they were better, and the Sneetches without the stars started to feel a little insecure. And all of a sudden, a P.T. Barnum-like character named Sylvester McMonkey McBean appeared with a star-making machine and proposed a solution for these Sneetches without the stars. He agreed to put them on for a small fee. And so he popped them through the machine. And all of a sudden, they had stars on their bellies and nobody could tell the difference. I'll get back to the music and we can talk more about that story later. I found this next song on social media. I love to discover new music. I was just kind of scrolling through. I heard this and I said, I want to play that on my show. Contacted the band, said, can you send me an MP3? And then afterwards, I realized I knew a couple of people in the group. I was familiar with one of the members. And then another one was somebody I'd seen in a group out here in L.A. This is from The Vine and the group is The Melons, M-E-L-L-O-N-S.
It's a double good feeling just to know someone is feeling the same kind of love for me, yeah. And it's a double good morning just to know to
closer to the one you love. Yes, you may take a giant step and sing it to the stars above. May I hug her and may I squeeze her and please her till she comes again. She's something more than just a friend.
De la jaula de los monos llega hasta ustedes el agente secreto Lancelot Link, el único detective chimpancé del mundo. Con su inseparable compañera Mata Hayes, el profesor Darwin, luchando incansablemente contra la terrible organización CHOM, encabezada por el barón del monóculo, Reto el bigote que espía, la mujer dragón, el extraño doctor Strange, alias Ashen, el enigmático Wang Fu y la duquesa. Disfruten de las aventuras del agente secreto Lancelot Link.
When I look all around, I can't believe the things I found. Now I need to find my way. I must find me living in the land of the Lord. Living in the land of the Lord.
Keeping with the British bands here and the jazzy tunes, this is Wade in the Water by Graham Bond Organization. Before this, Wesley Ure from Land of the Lost with I'm Lost. Thank you, Wesley. I played Lancelot Link and the Evolution Revolution, the theme song at least, from the TV show in Espanol, straight from somebody's TV, I guess, in Mexico. I played Mother May I, a song by the Chattanooga Cats, who had their own ABC block of programming, their own TV show, where they showcased other cartoons and live-action shows like Danger Island. All right, the Cellophane Mop with Slowly, Slowly, Quickly, Quickly, Slowly. Quit ordering me around, Cellophane Mop. I played Gary Lewis and the Playboys with Double Good Feeling. Family Tree with Keeping a Secret. As mentioned, I started that set out with the Melmans. And From the Vine. From the Vine is also the name of the Melmans' upcoming LP. That is a digital single, so you can listen to it. All the usual suspects. They are Salt Lake City-based, with the exception of Glenn Brigman, who's in the L.A. band Triptides. The song is a longtime staple in their set. They finally got a chance to record it. After the other Sneetches got their stars upon NARS, the original Starbilly Sneetches couldn't feel superior anymore. And that bothered them, because for some people, you can't look down on somebody. Their sense of well-being is based on that. but the man with the star-making machine. We could capitalize on it. So he starts advertising that he can remove the stars. So he charges double the price. Next thing you know, all the original sneeches with the star bellies start running through that machine and removing their star bellies because now it's cooler not to have a star, which throws these newer star belly sneeches for a loop because all this time they are coveting what they don't have, the stars. They have them now, and somehow they're in this position of not being cool again.
Look, kids, it's just about time for the Archie Dance of the Week. In just a few moments, the gang and I will show you another brand new groovy dance step that you can all watch and learn. So, don't go away.
That you're wrong, it's just that I'm right. I don't want to be tied down every day and every night. Now I've got an indication, I'll hold out against sensation. I know that if I really try, I think I can hold out. If you think that la 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 got me on the wrong, la la la, la. Won't be the one.
I had a Man for Man instrumental peg for this spot here, but it didn't work out. I'm going to have to choose something else. The San Remo 4. They play the San Remo Jazz Festival or something. Let's try this one. Hawaii 5004. Sounds pretty good, I think. It's 6.57 minutes, so we're not going to hear the whole thing. That'll work. All three of my cuts tonight, I believe, are from the Hammond Heroes collection. So that was that. Okay, let me tell you what else was in that set. I played Utopia with Feet Don't Fail Me Now. Adam Ant, one of my most popular songs on this show, Beat My Guest. Yodeling Adam Ant, Indication by the Zombies. I haven't played that one in a long time, and I love the Zombies so much. Ron Dante doing the Dance of the Week intro with a very, very fuzzy guitar opening. So in the third act of The Sneetches, Sylvester McMuckin McDean once again appeals to his original target audience, the Sneetches, who didn't have stars at the beginning of our story. He reminds them that he can remove their stars, too. Of course, the price goes up. At this point, we see Sneetches handing over wheelbarrows full of money and running through that machine willy-nilly. They enter with stars and exit without them and run back in and get more. They get stars, they remove stars, they get multiple stars. They get so many stars, at the end, they're all giddy, broke, and have no memory where they began. And this serves as a great equalizer. And the ultimate lesson is that the stars are meaningless. They're frivolous things. All Sneetches are the same underneath. The Sneetches is obviously a story about prejudice and social inequality. Stars Upon Thars was the original name of the Sneetches, and Dr. Seuss published it in 1961. However, I did not find that out until after I gave my episode that title today. One great mind and one minuscule mind think alike. In the future, meaning in 2 minutes, Richard Wigg will be here to host the Wig Out. So stay tuned. Following Richard, we have Harry Parmenter with the Fun House. Lots of fun left here tonight on Swingin' Sundays. Hey, this is Becky, and I am concluding this week's edition of Bubblegum OD. Thanks for joining me, and I hope to see you here next week. Meow. Left to fall apart amongst your passports and the fire.
Wig out.
The track, the name of that place, I like it like that. Now you take Sally, I'm gonna take Sue, and we gotta rock away all our blues. Come on!
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on, yeah!
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
I wanna show you!
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of that place,
I like it like that.
They had some cat, he was in the rain of the blues. Now all the people, they wanted some more. And all they could say was, go back, go, come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on, yeah.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
I want to show
you. Let me show you where it's at.
The name of that place.
Out of Cincinnati, Leighton Riddell Zabornik Jr. Great version of I Like It Like That. He was a DJ, radio personality in the Cincinnati area in the early to mid-60s, originally from Iowa, and cut that great blistering single. I have no idea who the rest of the vocalists or the band are, but that's a single on the USA label out of Chicago. All right, starting off this week's Wig Out, baby. I'm Richard Wig, back refreshed after a week off. I want to apologize because the stream didn't play the repeat, the rebroadcast that I thought it was going to play, so the set list didn't match, but I have since updated the set list, so if you're so inclined and you want to go review it again, the set list matches the show now. All right, it's a great show, a lot of international stuff on there, and some relatively recent hits of today. Yeah, that's what we do, the hits of today, baby, here on the WFMU Rock and Soul radio stream. It is Swinging Sunday, baby. I am Richard Wig here in the middle hour of Swinging Sunday. Beck, getting started with Bubblegum OD, 7 p.m. Eastern. We're here from 8 to 9 on the Wig Out, and then we got Harry and the Fun House taking us home and closing it down from 9 to 10 o'clock. Expect the unexpected with Harry Parmenter. We have the debut single. I'm so excited. We're going to debut it. Wig Out debut. The debut EP. Excuse me. It's an EP by the Montgomery Ward. It's a great band from Portland, Oregon that Glynis and I got to see last weekend. They have a great EP on Jabuta Records. We're going to get to that later. But right now, baby, we're going to go to Delaware because we want to move.
Don't know. Compared to them, you're 10 feet tall.